The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, on this Sunday after Christmas, the Church gives us the Feast of the Holy Family, an opportunity for us to hear about the Holy Family and to ponder the mysteries that were part of their life. And I say the word mystery because much of their life, like our life, is a mystery. God doesn't lay it all out for us years in advance for us to know every detail that will happen in our family life. We are asked to live day by day. But by living day by day and allowing God to reveal the mysteries of our family and of our destiny in faith in Christ, I think God enriches our life and he invites us to grow in faith. Looking at the Holy Family, we hear of this encounter of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph when they were going up to Passover, the Passover feast, as was their custom year by year. This was a regular thing they would do. And I would imagine the traveling back and forth, they sometimes were separated, and it wasn't an unusual thing for them to travel in the same group but not see each other for maybe a day or so. But on this occasion, they realize they have to go back for Jesus. And they go back, and for 3 days, and that word or that number three is significant. Scripture scholars have pointed out that it's a bit like a foreshadowing, because Jesus will spend 3 days mysteriously hidden after his death before his resurrection. 3 days in Jerusalem, unseen by people, but then revealed. So there's a bit of a foreshadowing of what will happen in his crucifixion, death, and resurrection here in this account. They look for him for 3 days, and they find him in the temple, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. And for those of us who pray the rosary, this is the fifth mystery of the joyful mysteries and the finding of the child Jesus. So when we pray the rosary, we ponder on the mystery of this encounter. They find him. He makes it clear to them that this was part of his plan. He needs to be in his father's house. So he's revealing to them a little bit about the mystery of his life and his calling. And they didn't know ahead of time that this was going to happen. Like many parents, you can't see what your children are going to do in every moment. And they probably surprise you when they do something you didn't expect. And it may take a while for you to understand, well, why did this happen? And what can I learn from this? As much of life happens to us unexpectedly, we don't sometimes know the reason for things until we look back. maybe years in the future, and we see how maybe God's plan was revealed in that moment, just a little bit of what was yet to come. He goes down with them after this encounter, goes to Nazareth. We're told he was obedient to them and that he grew in wisdom and age and favor. And this is pretty much the last moment then that we're going to hear about their early family life until Jesus begins to now go out and to preach and to do his public ministry. So there's a gap now. If this happened at age 12, if he goes out at about age 30 years down the road, there's about 18 years that we don't really know what happened in Nazareth. What were all the details? How did they live their day-to-day life in the Holy Family? I would guess, similar to many of us in our families, we work, we pray, we have ups and downs, we have days of joy, days of welcoming new life into our family through the birth of a child or grandchild. They probably experienced death of family members and went through grieving and hardship, unexpected illness, and other things of life. And through it all, the Holy Family showed us that they're very much like us. And we're called then to grow in faith as they did. And Mary and Joseph would have had to grow in their faith. I say that because God didn't reveal everything to them. Mary didn't know all these mysteries when she says to him, or when it says she was astonished at that she found him in the temple. It would have been a much different story if they find him in the temple and then Mary had looked at Joseph and said, "Well, Joseph, I knew all along that he'd be in the temple. I knew we should look for him here." It would be a much different story. That's not how it happens, though. She's astonished, and she begins to keep all these things in her heart. Mary's pondering, praying on them. I think that's an invitation to us in our family life, too, to ponder and to pray, and to know in faith that God does reveal answers. Maybe not in the moment. We may not know why, but we're invited to trust and to grow, to love, to serve one another, to have patience with each other and our family when people do things that you don't expect or like, and to know that God does bring good. He brings good out of every situation. In the midst of our freedom and in the world we live, it's a great mystery how God's providence can bring his plan moment by moment to completion. But that's the part of the wonder of life. It would be kind of boring if we knew every detail that was ahead of us. It's a much more enjoyable and faith-filled life that we can live day by day, moment by moment, growing in faith and love, as did the Holy Family.